I've ruled out uni because I want to live at home.
I've ruled out uni because I want to earn money.
I've ruled out uni because of my grades.
Study with the Open University and there's no need to rule out anything. With our respected degrees, you can learn from home and work alongside study. We're open to all. Plus, you'll have the support of expert tutors. So rethink your future with the degree you didn't think was possible. The Open University. The future is open.
People felt like they were hearing about AI companies training their models with their data that was posted online without their permission, feeling like they didn't know what to do about it, feeling like they just needed a partner to help navigate the space.
That's Marty Pessis, CEO of Austin, Texas-based AI data broker Trovia, which connects content creators who are interested in licensing their content to train AI models and AI companies that need data. Trovia is backed by venture capital firm 776, which was started by the co-founder of Reddit, Alexis Ohanian. Trovia is one of a list of companies that have started offering AI content licensing services. Others include REI in British Columbia, Canada, and Protégé in New York, which is backed by venture capital funding, including names like Footwork and Bloomberg Beta. Large language models, or LLMs for short, initially train their models using open-source datasets, some scraped from the web. This led to tension between publishers, content creators, and AI companies around the compensation for the use of their data. The Wall Street Journal's parent company, News Corp, has a content deal with OpenAI. Two of News Corp's subsidiaries have sued Perplexity. Many smaller websites and content creators simply don't have the resources to have a seat at the table. But could AI data licensing change that? I'm Coleman Stanifer, and this is the new AI Data Trade, a special two-part series from the Wall Street Journal, where we ask, can smaller content creators make money from their data, and will it be as much as they hope? This is part two. Let's make a deal. As a broker, Trovia has separate contracts with AI companies and content creators. Marty declined to comment on his AI clients due to contractual agreements. But let's say you're a content creator, and you're thinking about licensing your videos to help train an AI model. Before you upload anything, you have to sign a licensing agreement. After putting in some basic contact information and an estimate of how much footage you plan to upload, you're shown a contract that outlines the terms of the deal. I viewed a version of Trovia's agreement, and here are some of the important details. Money generated from licensing out the footage gets split. Based on the version of the contract I saw, 60% goes to you, the content creator, and 40% goes to Trovia. I asked Marty if the revenue split is ever different, and he said it can vary. The contract lasts for 3 years, then automatically renews for a fourth unless you give written notice that you want out. Once you've signed up for Trovia and uploaded your videos, they're now ready to be processed.
The data is clean, indexed, and enriched with metadata that really differentiates it. We run it through a bunch of models that we've created and a bunch of pipelines that we've created on our end to enrich that content and ultimately are able to deliver it in the formats that the AI companies need.
That metadata basically describes the video before it gets uploaded to an AI model, and that makes it easier for the model to train off of it. So after all that, how much could you as a content creator expect to get paid? Well, it could be determined by a few factors. For example, if you're working exclusively with Trovia, or if the video is already publicly available online. Also, quality, type of footage, and how much of it you upload matters a lot. What type of footage really, I guess, sells, right? Because I guess, in theory, I could upload my iPhone library to Trovia, but that probably wouldn't get bought up by AI companies. Like, what are they looking for?
So there is a quality bar that we look for. I've got a lot of content of my kids on my iPhone and it's okay, but it's not really the quality that we're looking for. It's usually like below the bar. So there is a certain bar that we look for in terms of quality.
Remember Jared Brick from episode one? He told me he's getting paid $1 to $4 a minute for his uploaded content. This is in line with some of the numbers I saw on Trovia's website. Marty told me Trovia gets better offers from AI companies when videos are specific. For example, instead of someone just holding a football, a team in motion playing football would sell better. Or even better, an unusual sport, like curling, where there's a lot of motion and unique moving parts. So, what's the bottom line for a creator? Jared has licensed over 50 terabytes of data to Trovia. To put that in perspective, it's 50 iPhones worth of data if you've paid for the most expensive model with the most storage. He says he's made just under $80,000 since signing a licensing deal last November. Jared thinks he'll break $120,000 by the end of this year and says that extra money has given him more flexibility with his business.
We've done other creative projects. We've funded different things. We've paid off debt. We've built new revenue streams.
As of November 2024, Trovio says it's paid creators more than $5 million for their content. Marty told me that number will reach $25 million later this year. He also said nearly 5,000 content creators have signed up for their service. But when you sign up with Trovio, there's no guarantee you'll get paid at all. That's after the break. Tyler Tuen is the owner and head of Good Garden Film, a small production company based out of Whidbey Island, Washington, near Seattle. He's currently working on a web series called Working on Whidbey.
We tell the stories of the behind the scenes of what it takes to run a community.
Welcome to Whidbey Island, Washington State, with a population of just over 70,000 and a total...
I found Tyler on Trovio's website, under testimonials. Tyler told me he uploaded just over 3 terabytes of footage, or 3 of those expensive iPhones. Tyler says he's not received any compensation so far for the footage he's uploaded. He thinks this could be due to the age of the footage, which he said was pretty old, with some videos going back to 2006. Marty said that the age of footage is just one factor considered. Older footage could be valuable if it's unique or matches an AI company's needs. Tyler had a lot of footage he could upload, but he's not sure if it's worth it.
There is a certain amount of hours involved in managing data on my end, and I don't see the value yet in spending my time in that direction where I've got other things. I have other arenas where I'm making human relationships and money from those human relationships.
Other creators are just as skeptical.
I don't want to train AI. I want to use AI. I want to have AI do my laundry and dishes so I had time to create. I don't want AI to...
Charles Walsh is a YouTuber and freelance photographer based in Oregon. He says he was contacted by RHEI, a company that offers a similar service to Trovia.
I knew nothing about them, and that's what was interesting. I have 2 channels. I have one in English and one in Spanish. I was born and raised in Costa Rica, so Spanish is my first language. And that's the channel that got flagged by RHEI.
Charles said that the company told him he could potentially make just over $5,000 from licensing his content from his Spanish language channel.
For a channel, especially my Spanish channel, that's making $30 a month, I was like, $5,000 would be awesome.
But Charles decided not to sign a contract. Some of his YouTube videos include pictures from viewers, and he said he didn't feel comfortable licensing content that ultimately wasn't entirely his own. But also, to him, AI is a tool to be used, and he doesn't want to fuel what he partially views as a replacement for his content.
Well, it's just like anything. They're tools. But it's we either use them or they use us. You know, and that's kind of where I'm at. I want to use AI for certain things. I think it's a great tool.
I reached out to RHEI for comment, and the company's spokesperson confirmed that they contact creators via email, quoting them specific dollar amounts and offering licensing services in order to train AI models. RHEI declined to provide the total number of content creators that have signed up for their services, which they call RHEI Data Pro. It's unclear if companies like Cloudflare or Trovio are temporary solutions or a long-term model for this new AI landscape. But there does seem to be a consensus building among media companies and content creators alike. Either cut a deal or find a way to protect your data from AI crawling. Data brokers think they could be a way for everyone, not only big companies, to get in on the AI boom. But there is still a lively debate around fueling AI models that may replace work done by content creators, leading to hesitancy from many creators. However, there are also those that are embracing selling their data to train AI models. Here's Jared from Brickhouse again.
You have to stay with the market, especially in the media realm. You have to stay present. We don't want to become blockbusters sitting there with our hard drives going, oh, we didn't do anything, and just holding on to our media. So that's the first thing. You can't fight technology. If I don't get involved, is AI going to stop? No.
The new AI data trade was produced by me, Coleman Standifer. Sound design and mixing by Jessica Fenton. Aisha Al-Muslim is our development producer. Scott Salloway and Chris Zinsley are our deputy editors. And Falana Patterson is the Wall Street Journal's head of news audio. I'm Coleman Standifer. Thanks for listening.